The Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant straddles two towns, Futaba and Okuma. And these two towns are ghost towns now. We drove through both of these towns and spotted two or three vehicles that had either police or other official-looking people inside that were wearing hazmat suits and masks over their face. So there is no normal life in these two towns around the nuclear power plant now, and there has not been for the past month. So we saw businesses where the doors were still swinging back and forth, homes with cars parked at weird angles in front of them, showing that people left there very, very quickly. The big question is just how long this is going to go on. There does not appear to be any end in sight. What they're talking about now is perhaps letting these people who live in these communities go back for a brief period of time to pick up some of their most important belongings. Now, how they're going to do that with tens of thousands of people and make it practical, and are they going to bus them in? Are they going to be allowed to drive their own cars in? And then you've got to have these people go to radiation detection stations to make sure they're not contaminated. It's going to be a major undertaking that's under discussion, but we've heard no concrete plans yet as to how they're going to do this and when they're going to do this.
Now, you are just one of a couple of reporters who were allowed to actually go up to the gate of the crippled plant. Were you worried at all about radiation in the area?
No, not really, because we had been in the area the previous day wearing dosimeters to go to some other towns that were a little bit farther out, but still inside the exclusion zone. And the first day, after a few hours in that area, we picked up about 5 microsieverts. That's a very tiny level of radiation, but it was definitely above the background levels. And the second day in, when we went up to the gate of the nuclear power plant, we knew that unless something dire happened at the facility, we were not going to be exposed to any dangerous levels. The risk was, of course, if something did happen inside the plant when we were in there, we would have been in an area without much protection and exposed to significant amounts of radiation if there had been recriticality of the spent fuel rods that are exposed there, or a new meltdown type of event with the reactors.
When you're standing at the plant as it looks today, from the outside, does it obviously appear that there's been a disaster there, or is everything that's damaged sort of inside the building?
Well, when you're driving into the area, there is significant earthquake damage. The roads are cracked, and unless you have a four-wheel drive, you cannot navigate some of these roads around the plant. We saw a railroad overpass that had come down in the earthquake, and some damage to some of the properties right around the nuclear power plant, too. But as far as what has been happening inside the plant, the radiation, of course, radiation is invisible. So there's no way to really know what's happening inside the plant when you're even right outside the front gates.